Hi, welcome to the Switch for Change podcast. I am your host, Mika Holler, where we talk about changing the direction of communication and strategies for better conversation. Today, we have a special guest on our show, Clifford Starks. Clifford is a former professional UFC fighter. He is also a competitive edge specialist and helps people become the best versions of themselves. He is a motivational speaker and leadership speaker and a founder of the Power of the Six Principles System. He's also the author of the recent book, Awaken the Superhero Within You. Today's podcast, we're going to discuss how we can communicate through our self-awareness. Clifford is going to share some insights with us from the Power of Six Principles on how we can be more self-aware and show up authentically. Clifford, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you having me and I appreciate the amazing intro.
You're very welcome. It's such a treat to have you here. I'd like to start off with, how did you arrive at the work that you do?
What really got me into the position that I'm in right now, going from professional fighting, I actually started as a personal trainer and I love competing. You know, competing is, I feel, is healthy when it's done correctly. And I like competing at the highest level because when you compete at the highest level, you grow, you transform, and you just become something you weren't before. And so I wanted to try my skills out in fighting to see what I would end up. And I did really well. What got me out of it, I had my first son. And from there, things just, I had to make a change in direction. And so that's what I ended up doing. I said, all right, I'm done fighting because I'm not thinking about it's me versus him. It's me keeping myself healthy for my kid. And so fighting wasn't the best option for me anymore. Yeah. And so I walked away from it and I skinned my knees in entrepreneurship. You know, I think anything that you do that is new is going to challenge you differently. And that's okay. You know, you take on the challenge head on and eventually you get your footing, you figure out where you're good and where you're not so good. And you get better at getting better. And so now here I am doing coaching, competitive edge specialist, and I'm enjoying every moment of it.
That's great. It's really nice to hear people's personal stories. We all have a personal journey to where we go and how all the experiences in between that lead us to that direction. In your Power of Six, you talk about the power of extreme responsibility. And you describe on how some of the phases of learning that we go through, like you mentioned earlier, you know, we go through these learning processes and we experience things. And when it comes to revolving around communication with others, it's about managing our perceptions. We get to choose our perspective, how it's going to be, and each thought has its own consequences. And I was just wondering if you can speak to that principle and elaborate more on that for us.
Yeah, absolutely. So they say knowledge is knowing what you need to do. And wisdom is knowing the steps and the order in which you need to do them. Going through my process, responsibility was actually one of my first lessons. You know, it was looking within, taking extreme responsibility and saying, okay, what can I change? What can't I change? And to know the difference between the two. The reason it became the fifth principle, though, was as I went on my journey, I realized there was a process everybody needed to go through to get to that take responsibility. Because some people are just in different states and in different places.
Absolutely.
And they need those other pieces to really create a solid foundation and a base. I was lucky enough to be very internally driven. Because life can be hard and people can be cruel. I've learned they're not being cruel for the sake of being cruel. They're being cruel with their own pain, their own problems, their own struggles. The problem is a lot of people take on other people's bullcrap and it just ripples. And what I want to do is just ripple a different game. You know, I want to play a game of light and give light to others. And when I can take responsibility, it actually makes them want to take more responsibility in their life as well.
You know, it's so true when you speak to people are coming from a different platform, like their own pain or their own experience. And sometimes we react to that, you know, when we're managing our perceptions, if we can scale back and, you know, and say, okay, what's going on? What's this about for this person? Or what can I do to come in with more empathy or be open to the conversation and be present? I think sometimes, you know, you talked about, you and I were talking about last week about the scenario where the gentleman in the subway store, parent with a child, was crying, and then the adult comes over that's waiting in line, says, you know, could you get your kid to stop crying and calm down? And, you know, and the adult says, I'm really, really sorry, you know, his mother just died and he's acting up and I don't know how to handle it. And all of a sudden the perceptions change. Mm-hmm. And I think when we talk about, we just don't know what we don't know.
Absolutely.
And we all have a choice how to process things. I think sometimes when you're going back to the responsibility about owning that feeling or that pain, coming from a place, okay, you know, if we're in a state where we're communicating a process of an emotion, okay, where's this coming from? You know, what's this about? You know, and when we can identify the what's going on, we're able to show up more authentically, I think.
100%. Yeah.
And tell me a little bit about, you know, you have a lot about, I was reading your blog last night and was really inspired listening to, you know, you sharing your insights and
thank you. You
were talking about, you know, the subconscious, about the belief systems and how can pigs fly? And, you know, as funny as that sounds, we talk about if we would kind of sort of relate that to our limiting belief systems, you know, if we open up our minds to think big, we come up with new perspectives. How can we do this better? Or how can we communicate better? And I just wonder if you could talk a little bit about on subconscious and a little bit about that and your insights on that.
Absolutely. So when you look at the subconscious, there's so much going on. The brain's processing so much information that we can't possibly be consciously aware of it all. You know, right now we're breathing, our hearts are beating, our eyes can dilate or constrict, all those little things, all those nuances that it's important to realize it's processing so much, even the negative stuff and the positive stuff. But the negative stuff, it looks to, our brain wants to keep us protected. It wants to keep us safe. And sometimes that can be very dangerous. And when used correctly, it can be very powerful. Just like the subconscious mind. So you have the subconscious on the bottom, that big, big, huge glacier. And on the very tippy top, you see the top of the glacier, and that's the conscious piece. And what people say is, like, we get a little bit of consciousness with a big, large, large piece of on the unconscious, subconscious piece. And my belief is that glacier, just like other things, it can move. And when you move, you can go into more consciousness. It doesn't mean you're going to be completely conscious and aware, but it does mean if you become aware of something, you increase the likelihood to change that thing. Like me going from a heavy kid to a not so heavy kid, I saw myself in the mirror and I didn't want to look like that anymore.
Yeah.
It was a very internal thing for me saying, I don't want to look like this anymore. And the only way that happened was from the awareness.
Yeah.
And so when we step back and we really get deep with ourselves and ask, what do I really want to be and how far do I really want to go? And that can be a scary question for people. It's a very scary question. Because we also think about the things we want to avoid. And so ultimately, when people are looking for success, for instance, I remember you were a sprinter and you did the 400 yard and the 800 yard dash. There's a part where it's just hard. It hurts. It's painful. It's different. Different. And so the brain is saying, what the hell are we doing? It used to be comfortable. We were sitting on the couch. We were watching. We're like, what's going on? This is some crap.
Yeah.
And so the biggest thing, the beauty about transformation is a really good mentor. A really good mentor can help you see past the barrier that keeps people stuck. Yeah. Like that's ultimately what they do. Because Well, are you saying I'm going to have to do some hard shit? Yes, you are.
Yeah.
But it's going to be so worth it. And hardship becomes easy. It becomes easy.
Yeah.
Just as what's funny, sometimes we'll remember, we think that certain things are easier. Like we think living an average life is easier. Everything we condition ourselves to do is easy. Yep. Like it's easy for me not to go out and drink and get hungover because I don't do it. It's not what I practice.
Yeah.
But I have practiced it before.
Yeah.
On parts of my journey, I would go out with my friends on the weekends and drink and get a headache and be like, holy crap, this feels bad. But what do? You just do it again and again and again. Yeah. And eventually it gets so easy that it becomes your pattern.
Yeah.
So since we live in a world of patterns, all I have to say is, okay, what do you want in your life? Because I've never seen anyone say like, well, I'd like a broken marriage and I'd love to be a complete failure.
Yeah.
And I want to be hungover and I want to be addicted to things like TV and drugs. Can you do that for me?
Yeah.
You know, people aren't actually asking for these things.
Yeah.
But they can create patterns because the pattern just says, I'm comfortable enough. I'm comfortable enough. I'm comfortable enough. Crap, I'm stuck.
I
help people get unstuck.
I think that's such a great, I really was enjoying what you were saying because you mentioned about, you know, asking the right questions, you know, and being stuck in those patterns and how to get us out of those patterns when we want to change something. Like, what do I want to see change? How can I transform myself? How can I, you know, transform this to be better situation? And it's just like when you and I are having a conversation, if I'm going with attention that, oh, this is going to be a difficult conversation. Well, guess what? My mind is going to produce that image and I'm not going to be open. I'm not going to have that open conversation. And it's like, now it sounds really easy, but it does require practice. The more we wire our brains to put that intention, what we do want, then that's what shows up for us. You know, you talk a lot about showing up authentically and, you know, showing up with empathy. I think everything's a process, and like communication, it is a process. How we identify things and how we feel. You talked a couple times about pain, and sometimes that's a motivator. Sometimes, you know, the pain is what needs to change, right? And that emotion is sending us that signal saying, okay, all right, what's behind that pain? You know, maybe we're feeling upset because we a self-worth, we don't feel it. So all of a sudden it comes out in how we speak, how we see ourselves. So it's all about just taking that pause too sometimes and just reflecting, what is it that I really want? How can I transform myself into be the better version of myself? You know?
Yeah, absolutely. And you make a really good point because you said it sounds easy, right? And I talk about how things are simple, but not necessarily easy. And I say not easy at first. Anything can get easy. You know, entrepreneurship, I'm in a new game. And like I said, I'm bumping walls. I'm slipping. I'm tripping because that's what happens when you do something that's new. It's different.
Yeah.
But I know ultimately, like, I know the three things I need to be a good entrepreneur is the right kind of marketing with the messaging, the right kind of content, and a selling platform and sales systems. Like, that's business. Yeah. If I can get those things right, I'm good. And so you look at the ultimates of a business and it's marketing, sales, operations, and customer service. You go, yeah, that's all you need, Cliff. Just those four things. Yeah, but it's a process to get those four things right.
Yeah.
Just as health, it's like all you need is exercise, eating right, and a cardio plan. That's it. That's all you need, and you'll go get in shape. But it's the processes and the deepness of the layers of like, okay, well, how many calories? And how often? How many reps? And an entrepreneurship is how often do I market to my audience? How do I speak to my audience? Who is my audience? Yeah. How do I give my audience value?
Yeah.
And when you figure out those nuances, it just gets easy, just like anything else. You know, you practice it long enough and you practice it with enough passion and purpose and you adjust and you'll get to where you need to go.
When we communicate or when we're trying to speak our message to people, I think it is a process. It's, you know, it's a sort of a step system of creating that effectiveness. Like it has that process, right? And I think as humans, you know, it's just, we think things are simple and they are, they can be simple, but it's again, it's just going back to our perception, you know, what is our intention and how are we going to perceive it? If we think it's going to be difficult, then that's where we're going to process that from that area.
Yeah. And I talk about how we are a ripple effect, right? So we have the ripple effect of either light or the ripple effect of darkness. And in light, it's very open. It's very giving. It's very warm. People want to be around it. And me taking responsibility, it goes so deep, as in, I wouldn't just point at a person and tell them, you need to take responsibility, right? Because I'd have four fingers pointing back at me. And so taking responsibility is just really deeply, deeply owning it and saying, okay, let me understand this person as fully and as authentically as I possibly can and see if I can help them on their journey, if they can help me on my journey. And if we can create some win-win, I actually call it win-win-win situations, because we want to help our clients too.
Yeah.
You know, so we can have a journey where I win, you win, and our clients win together.
Yeah. I need to figure out what is the outcome that can both serve us. And I think a lot of times you work with clients all the time and, you know, it's all, again, it is about that win-win because you want to achieve the results from both sides. And when I say that, sometimes, for example, when we're in a situation and people's expectations aren't met and they get angry or they get upset, or it could be in a positive sense, you know, they come to you, Clifford, and say, you know, I'm not happy with the way this process is going. And then you're okay. So instead of reacting to how they're feeling, like, okay, what is this process about? You know, what are your expectations? And I think that's so important when we're communicating that we respond to what the person is asking of us and vice versa, meeting and communicating to that need. I think that's so important. You know, a win-win is about respect as well. It's about respecting, like you said, respecting from the level that they're coming from. You can't feed a baby steak, you know, like everybody has their own process. Yeah. And I think that really touched me too, because it's just sometimes we think, you know, especially in the areas that we are, people want to be understood and they want to be authentic.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're all about transforming people, helping eliminate people's limiting beliefs. So in your book, Awaken the Superhero Within You, is there a strategy you can share with us that would help others with their limiting beliefs and apply it to their daily life and how they can be, you know, show up more authentically?
Yeah. So one piece is really, it sounds so simple, but it's really hard to do and it can make no sense. So hear me out, everyone. Because when you do it, you'll get it. When you really do it, you'll get it. But it starts with accepting yourself, self-acceptance. Yeah. And people go like, well, I accept myself. Like in some areas we may accept ourselves and in others not so much. So we accept one version of us, but we don't accept the other version of us. And so I love human psychology. It's just fascinating to me. We can show up great and we can show up crappy, like absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
Damn near evil, right? Like we can show up as both. And when we realize and take that into consideration that every action that I do, everything that I do, every way that I act is a consistent of effects, then it makes me more acceptant. Like, okay, I accept this is who I am. Right. So I can say, like, I am Clifford Starks. My identity is I fought in the UFC. I've been a book writer. I'm a published author. I made Amazon bestseller. I've done blah, 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 blah. But if I were to drink a whole thing of alcohol, I would probably show up differently to the world. And if I was sleep deprived, I would definitely show up differently to the world. So every action has a reaction. Every action we take has a reaction. And the sooner I become acceptant of who I am, what I like, what I dislike, what I hate, what I love, who I can become, who I don't want to become. And self-acceptance, true self-acceptance, actually helps me accept everybody else. Because when I accept me fully and say, under the right pressure, circumstances, problems, issues, I could be just like this other person too, who may be treating me like crap, for instance.
Yeah.
And showing up, accepting doesn't mean like, I just accept everything and I'm going to give everything a big hug. No, it's accepting, but also knowing what you'll stand for and what you will not, and being okay with that.
You know, that's so true. I think are in the place of self-acceptance, we're also not resisting. You know, I think that's a huge thing. If we're always fighting that self-acceptance, that resistance is going to show up in every area. In particular, for example, you know, showing up for that person, you know, we're going to resist their, you know, their viewpoint. We're going to be in that place of narrow-mindedness, or that state of rigidness, I guess you want to say.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's very flexible. And I say, when you can fully accept yourself, you fully accept others.
Absolutely. Clifford, before we close here, what's the best place to reach you on social media, or do you have a website people can connect with you?
Yeah, so you can email me at cliff@mindbodymentoring.com.
Okay.
I also check my Facebook Messenger. And you know what? I'm going to throw this out there. I'll see what happens. We'll find out. My phone number is 602-403-6957.
Okay.
Hopefully only serious takers will take this. But if you're interested, you can shoot me a text and I'll see how I can help you on your journey. Because ultimately, I love being a networker more than anything. And if I see good fits with other people, I see how I can help them on theirs, whether it's through me or through somebody else.
Great. Your main website is your name, right? Is it Clifford Starks?
Yeah, so I actually have two websites.
Okay.
I have the Clifford Starks, cliffordstarks.com, and I also have mindbodymentoring.com.
Okay. All right, well, that's really great. I'll share with the audience how you can connect with Cliff on our Facebook page, Switch for Change Coaching, and then it's spelled SWITCH, the number 4, change. So where can you find your book? On Amazon, Cliff? Where was the best place to purchase your book so people can be inspired to transform?
Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Amazon. Okay, great.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Cliff. It was a pleasure having you here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.